In the fall of 1956, workers began building what would become a 710-foot dam weighing about 10 million tons. Glen Canyon Dam, near the northern Arizona city of Page, and Lake Powell, which the dam created, have been controversial, with passionate arguments both in favor and opposition. Gary Ladd lives in Page and writes about the dam in the May edition of Arizona Highways magazine. And Gary, what is the significance of Glen Canyon Dam to Arizona?
The importance of the dam is that it's part of a big system that controls floods on the Colorado River, and it also generates electricity. So its primary purpose was actually to save water during really wet years and release it during dry years. But it also has recreational facilities on it and helps the economy of northern Arizona and generates electricity.
In your article, you talk about sort of the engineering and building of this dam, and it sounds like, especially for the time in which it was built, mostly the 50s and 60s, it seems like it was a pretty big feat to have this happen.
That's how it seems to me. Of course, Hoover Dam came from about 30 years earlier, and that was in some ways an even bigger feat because it came at a time when we really didn't know how to build such big dams. By the time Glen Canyon was started, we had computer modeling, and this dam in some ways was easier to build, even though the two dams are almost exactly the same height and almost have about the same amount of concrete in them. But Glen Canyon Dam is only half as thick as Hoover, even though the canyon is quite a bit wider than Black Canyon, where Hoover Dam is located.
Had the technology just evolved to the point where they didn't need to make it quite as thick?
I really feel like because Hoover was built during the Depression, that manpower was really cheap, and even though they didn't really know what they were doing, they were unable to design the most efficient, smallest dam. They chose to really make sure that there was no way that anything could ever happen to Hoover Dam, and so it's kind of overbuilt, which is, of course, not a bad thing for something that's so big and important. By the time Glen Canyon Dam was designed, we knew a lot more about how the forces of the reservoir were distributed to the walls of the canyon, and therefore it was made with safety factors included, but still only half as thick as Hoover.
Based on your reporting, and you live in this area, you're familiar with the area, has Glen Canyon Dam achieved the goal that was set out for it when it was designed and built?
I think it did achieve the goals, but it's always easier to look backwards in time and say, well, gee, did we have the right goals? So there is still a discussion today that asks whether this dam was really, really necessary. So even though there's definitely a number of advantages to having Glen Canyon Dam here, we gave up a lot. So number one, we flooded a canyon that was incredibly beautiful, Glen Canyon, and the dam also has greatly affected the environment along the river and Grand Canyon downstream. So it's too late. It's not going to be easy if we should change our minds and decide that we need to decommission this dam and try to restore Glen Canyon. But we still look back and wonder if it was the right decision. But it's certainly not all bad. You know, Glen Canyon Dam has a lot of advantages.
Are there still discussions about potentially decommissioning the dam?
There are, and they kind of come and go. Right now, it seems to me like it's kind of quiet, but a little over 10 years ago, Lake Powell was down to one-third of its full volume because of the drought that we've been having for almost 20 years. And there was kind of renewed interest to say, well, what the heck? We've already lost two-thirds of the volume of Lake Powell. This is a great time to decommission the dam and drain the lake. But that to me, is going to be very unlikely because of the recreation that occurs here on the lake and all of the supporters of Lake Powell. There's no doubt that this lake is just incredibly beautiful. And the other good things that Lake Powell provides, it's going to be hard to give those up.
Gary Ladd is a photographer and writer in Page, Arizona. His article, Huge Undertaking, is in the May edition of Arizona Highways Magazine.
And you're listening to the show.